Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Thousands of people gathered at a makeshift memorial outside the Dallas Police Department to honor the five officers shot and killed Thursday and seven others who were injured. Resident Jody Brown says she brought flowers as a sign of respect.
The officers came down to, you know, keep peace and to, you know, let it just be a calm gathering for the protesters.
And Mayor Mike Rawlings says he's been getting messages of support from all over the world. Police around the country are on high alert and taking extra precautions after Thursday's ambushed attack. And NPR's David Shaper reports the safety measures come as some police departments report receiving threats.
Police officials in New York and several other cities say they've received some vague, anonymous threats on social media, but authorities say few, if any, of the threats are credible. Nonetheless, officers who might ordinarily patrol alone are being told to ride in pairs. Chicago Fraternal Order of Police President Dean Angelo says his officers are being extra vigilant.
They're very concerned about their safety. They're very concerned about their partner's safety. Everybody wants to go home. They're out here doing a job that very few people want to do. And they're out here doing a job I think that very few people can do.
Already under intense scrutiny in recent months, Angelo says police officers now feel under siege. David Shaper, NPR News, Chicago.
And NPR has confirmed the identities of all five law enforcement officers killed in this week's shootings in Dallas. NPR's Hanzila Wong reports one of them was a 14-year veteran of the Dallas Police Department.
Senior Corporal Lauren Ahrens was a married father of two. His half-brother Jeffrey Stoner learned that he had died in the hospital through a phone call.
My mother's cell phone rang, and I could tell by the expression of her face that he didn't make it.
Ahrens grew up in California, where he once played semi-professional football. Stoner says his older brother was big and active.
Maybe like the green giant guy on the vegetable can. When I was younger, he did some martial arts, kickboxing.
To his younger brothers, he was also a father figure with a strong sense of responsibility that Stoner says carried over into his policing work.
He should be remembered doing his duty, and he was out there just protecting the citizens.
Lauren Ahrens was 48. Hanzila Wong, NPR News.
NATO allies have agreed to maintain a stable military presence in Afghanistan and continue to fund Afghan security forces through the year 2020. At a meeting in Warsaw, Poland today, NATO allies pledged to provide $1 billion in funding, while the U.S. will contribute $3.5 billion annually. That money will pay to maintain a total of 352,000 Afghan Army troops and police officers. And President Obama is now in Spain for an abbreviated visit to the NATO ally. He arrived there from the NATO summit in Poland and will cut his European trip short so he can return home to visit Dallas. This is NPR News from Washington. As the world's youngest nation marks its fifth birthday, reports of renewed fighting in South Sudan. Gunfire rang out in the capital, Juba, as troops loyal to the South Sudanese president reportedly fought bodyguards of the first vice president. The fighting started on the presidential compound and spread through the capital. The Associated Press reports scores of people have been killed. Serena Williams has won Wimbledon, and she has now tied the record for singles titles. Lauren Freyer reports from England.
Serena Williams has now tied Steffi Graf's record for Grand Slam singles wins, 22. Williams beat Angelique Kerber in two sets. Afterward, she said the victory was even sweeter knowing how hard she worked for it. She hadn't won a major title since last year at Wimbledon. She lost in the U.S. Open semifinals this year and in the finals at the French and Australian Opens, at the latter to Kerber. Kerber hadn't lost a set in this tournament until meeting Williams in the final. The American congratulated her German opponent, saying she loves playing her and that she brings out great tennis. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Oxford, England.
And later, Serena and her sister Venus also won the doubles championship title. That's their sixth in a row. Another athlete has decided to sit out the Olympics next month in Rio de Janeiro. U.S.